You know, it's not about the organization or myself. It's about this collective. And quite frankly, most of these men don't care about the last whatever years that you mentioned. Most of them are new to us. And so that's where my focus is. I'm certainly not going to, you know, unpack my bags on the collective's bed, if you will. I'm excited about doing it and doing it this week with this collective.
Shelby Cassese, who used to work here and does an awesome job, miss her, on Mike Tomlin's playoff win drought. She asked him right to his face today. It's been a long time, and every fan who follows the team and is not really in love with the job you're doing brings it up almost daily. What's your take on it? And he tried to not take ownership or not want to like make it relevant for this game at all.
He didn't want to make it about him, and he told a fib there, even in that, in my opinion. He did say most of these guys are new, and basically, I'm not going to unpack my bags on their bed. I think Aaron Rodgers, who is as new as it gets to this team, absolutely cares about trying to help end that. Not just for his own purposes, where if this is his last year, it would be a hell of a way to go out winning a playoff game, playing great down the stretch in the last game of the regular season, etc. I think he likes Mike enough as a person.
Yeah.
And there's enough of a bond there that he gets probably, I bet you he would say ticked off that Mike takes so much flack. Because you know Aaron Rodgers is aware of it.
Tomlin could have scored points with a better answer there. It would not at all wash away the sins of going this long without a playoff win. It's the longest drought post-merger for the Steelers to go this long without a playoff victory. There are 24 teams that have won playoff games more recently than them. So they are in the lowest quartile of the NFL as far as time spent without a playoff win. That's the company they're keeping. The Browns, Bengals, and Ravens have all won playoff games more recently than them.
I'm trying to think. It's just what? Jets, Raiders, Dolphins, and like one or two others.
Jets, Raiders, Dolphins, Bears 2010.
Right.
Broncos 2015. Panthers 2015. Cardinals 2015.
Not keeping great
company.
That's
the list. That's it right there. And three of those teams are in the playoffs and have a chance if the Steelers lose to fall off this list. Bears, Broncos, and Panthers, even though that would probably take a miracle.
And Raiders and Cardinals just fired their head coaches.
If he had just said, like, what would be the harm in him saying I'm embarrassed by it?
Or I'm frustrated by it?
Yeah. If anything, we'd all say we share your pain, Mike.
I always say
we're right there with you, man. Thank you for acknowledging it. The first step in attacking a problem is admitting that you have one in the first place.
Yeah, I always think that.
Way to go. Thank you for saying the quiet part out loud.
He just refuses to give people. I don't even think it's because he doesn't want to give the media or the fans what they want to hear. I just honestly think he is wired to be so forward focused and ignorant of any past failings. Like, I just think that's how he views it and how publicly and privately he probably talks about it.
How about if we asked him after the game, if after a loss and there was no game to preview and look forward to, would he admit embarrassment?
Like, if they
and
get
shame
beat,
then?
If they get beat by the Texans and it's not close.
And 9 years.
And Shelby pipes right back in there with Mike. It's now 9 seasons without a playoff victory and you haven't been really close to one. How does that make you
feel?
Does
he give one of those boilerplate? Well, I haven't really had much time to ponder that. I haven't been thinking about that.
I think that's his usual, though. It would have been like, man, I'm still so close to it. I haven't had a chance to take a big picture view of it. I mean, he loves to point out that we look at the big picture. He'll even give you the conciliatory, I know why you're asking these questions, but that's not how I think. He's got like basically a stock answer for any kind of question of that ilk. I do think he is very well prepared. I'm sure Bert and the rest of the PR staff said, you're probably going to get asked about your playoff win drought. Make sure you know what you want to say about it. And he did.
Let's get back to the phones here and talk to Sean about Mike Tomlin. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Look, I think part of the reason why Tomlin is wired to look ahead and not behind is, you know, why he says his rearview mirror is so small, because the picture, and it's disgusting. I mean, I think it's survival is the reason why he doesn't really want to acknowledge the past so much. And as far as, like, whether or not, you know, to keep him after this year, you know, based on a win and, you know, against Houston, look, I think he's done enough to lose his job. I mean, already. I mean, you know, let's use his own rubric for evaluation. You know, it's not about being active. It's about being productive. You know, he has not produced. He doesn't hire quality coaches. He hasn't produced quality coaches. He has never produced or developed a quarterback. I mean, the fact that he chases these veterans, I mean, you know, God bless Aaron Rodgers that he still has enough in the tank to be, you know, mostly great. But the fact that he's grabbing for straws. I mean, he can't take – is this the guy going forward? Like, even, I know it sounds ridiculous, but we can keep coming up with these extraordinary scenarios. Like, what if he wins a Super Bowl? Should he be fired? Well, what if Aaron Rodgers goes down? You know, what if we get to the Super Bowl and Aaron Rodgers goes down in the first play and Mason comes out and wins it? Do we sign Mason to a long-term, like, high, you know, high-value quarterback contract?
Somebody probably would. Somebody probably would.
I mean, maybe. But you know, if you look at you know, what he's done, is this the guy you want to enter the next era with? I mean, we're at the cusp, whether it's this year's draft coming up.
Let me stop you right there. He's not really the guy I want to enter the next era with just because he refuses to move on from this era. Like, he's never –
exactly.
He has very famously never done what pretty much every team does at some point, which is preside over a group that bottoms out, make some changes. In that case, it's draft picks, and then come back up.
I agree with that. But as far as this season goes, all right, the two things we hold against him are not winning a playoff game and not being able to get the quarterback thing right. I would ask you on the quarterback question for this season, did he get it right, yes or no? Sean?
You mean with Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
I mean, he relies on, but he doesn't coach a win. I mean, with Aaron Rodgers, we got lucky and we got Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think that's luck. I mean, I'll bash Tomlin, especially when he deserves it. But to me, like, you're really reaching here as a Tomlin hater detractor to try to somehow use Aaron Rodgers against him. That makes no sense to me. She's saying he's got to coach Aaron Rodgers to a win. What does that even mean?
I do think that their passing game, and Mike admitted it, is, in fact, I know their passing game is not like something that people who watch every team throughout the league will tell you is good. They rely disproportionately on short passes to running backs who then help them lead the league in yak.
Yeah, but I think the things downfield in the middle of the field got better as the season
they
went
did,
along.
But here's a
look at the Freiermuth and Thielen catches,
sure,
for example.
Here's
in this
a question.
Last game.
Why does it take until it's getting kind of like put up or shut up time for Rodgers to do that, Pony?
I agree with you on that. But I'm just happy that it happened, and it did happen in enough time for them to still rally and win the division.
If I suddenly see against a Texans team that makes almost everything difficult, but against whom you have to challenge them down the field, if I see Rodgers early in this game taking shots because he's actually getting protected and they're attacking the middle of the field, I'll take some of it back. But the fact of the matter remains, they only seem to do that when there's a gun to their head metaphorically and they have no other choice.